Now, as part of government's response to the COVID-19 third wave, and in particular the massive surge in the province of Gauteng, the acting minister of health today announced that the South African Military Health Service would be brought in to give assistance in a number of ways. But what exactly is the state of the South African Military Health Service, given that so much has been said and written about the enormous difficulties the SANDF as a whole is facing? Well, to try and get a perspective on that, we're now joined by security and defense analyst Helmut Heitmann. A very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time on 702. What have you heard in the course of the work you've done over the years on the SANDF, Mr. Heitmann, about the state of the military health service? Are they up and ready and well equipped enough to go and lend a hand in this crisis?
No, it's a bit of a mixed bag. They're short of doctors, for instance. I know that. They've got some problems with equipment and refurbishing the hospital. But they've got a fair number of trained medics, operational medical orderlies and ward orderlies, who are perfectly capable of doing the sort of thing they would have to do in this case. They've got them, and then, like any military or any part of any military in the world, they can bring to the party an organization and communication systems and procedures and protocols, and people know who know what's doing, who's doing the zoo. They can be fairly efficient in doing things like checking people, doing the tests, verifying and keeping records of what's going on. And it depends obviously a lot on whether a particular person is competent or not. But I think a lot of the people are, and certainly the ops medics that I've met are exceedingly competent. So that if those are deployed, some of them, they'll be pretty good at what they're doing. You put them in charge, then you can give them just clerks to help.
Yes.
And then it should go fairly well. You know, not everybody has to be the expert.
Right.
For this sort of work.
And tell us, do you have any sense of numbers? I mean, I'm looking on a Wikipedia page, but I've got no sense of when it was updated. They talked about, they mentioned the corps being roughly almost 10,000 in size. First of all, does that sound right, or is that dated? But secondly, would you have a sense of how many of those would be either nurses or doctors?
I think the total is a bit less now. It's probably closer to 8,000 something.
Yes.
Not very many of them doctors, rather more of them nurses. You know, there's a whole bunch of admin people involved in running hospitals and driving ambulances and doing things like that and maintaining the equipment. Now, I don't know the numbers of doctors now off the top of my head or nurses, but I know they're short of doctors.
Right.
Nurses or medical orderlies, probably also in relatively short supply, but a fair number. And again, you know, you can take a properly trained medical orderly and team him or her with two or three other people, and you've got a functioning team.
Yeah.
So depending on what all you want to do. I mean, they did pretty well in the past when they had to help, for instance, in, I think, the Northwest province. There was a hospital strike.
Right.
And they went in there to help out. And you know, they can't replace everything, but they can do a lot of the work.
And I'm just looking, and again, this may be dated according to my source, but I understand there's a military hospital in Pretoria, 1 mil. I don't know if there's a plan for that to become a centre where people are dealt with. Any clues, Helmut Heitmann, as to the state of 1 mil and how well it's been maintained?
It's got problems. They've had a major refurbishment program running for quite a while, and it's nowhere nearly complete. Parts of it are functioning, parts aren't. But I think for this sort of stuff, we're not talking desperately complex casualties or anything.
Yes.
I think for this, they've got the space. They probably have the people. And they can do it. It might be a bit of a hassle for some people to get there, but then if you're sick, you get moved there.
Right.
You know, that's not the issue. So I think it's not in the shape it should be, but it can certainly be useful, and it's probably better than quite a few of the civilian hospitals, or the government-owned ones.
And just finally, how does command work in general, or if you want to be specific on this particular instance, when the military is deployed to work in a civilian section of a government service? Do they work under the command of a hospital superintendent, or would they have their own lines of instruction?
Well, that's in this case a bit different. I'm not sure. In policing work and so, they remain under the command of an officer, a military officer.
Right.
But then acting at the request of and doing whatever they're asked to do, but under that command. In this case, I think you would find they'd probably plug into the system. And for disciplinary purposes, they'd remain under command of their own people. But in terms of doing what has to be done in a hospital or in a medical environment, I think they would pretty much work under the direction, shall we say, of the civilian medical personnel that are there. I mean, they're really a multiplier for the civilian staff that are available.
Yeah. Well, overall, a fairly positive picture, I think, of the contribution the military could make, in specifically the South African Military Health Service. I'm keen to know, anyone ever been part of the South African Military Health Service? Anyone who is currently in that system, that part of the SANDF, asking questions of Helmut Heitmann, but perhaps you've got some quite specific answers as well related to details from your own experience. If you do, please do call us or a WhatsApp voice note if you like to 072-702-1702.